You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast. Visit mashthosebuttons.com for a full podcast schedule.
Hey, this is Ramses from Push the Point, the Mash Those Buttons official Overwatch League podcast. Tune in every Tuesday where me and my co-host LaBosco break down player performances, storylines, and the league at large.
Hello and welcome to WoW Talk, the Mash Those Buttons podcast all about World of Warcraft. My name is Nick Zelenkevich and I'm here with Ray Liu.
Hey.
And Eric Knutson.
Hey guys.
And Chris Harv Greer.
What up?
And today is July 1st, 2019, and this is WoW Talk, episode number 136. And we're recording this a little bit early. Next weekend's just not good for us schedule-wise, but we still have a lot to talk about, I think. Blizzard released patch 8.2 last week, so there's a ton of stuff there. There's two cinematics, there's two zones, there's lots of stuff. So we'll get into all that, and then also there's been some community drama about the Silverian Dreamer, the new cash mount in the store, because we can't go 2 weeks without having community drama. We're just that well, it's just that kind of game. But before we get into all that, how are you guys doing, and you know, what have you guys been up to in game?
Not too bad. We're still trucking along. I had a super serial talk with everybody about raid nights since it felt a little off kilter from the previous one where we split up to do different things. So I think we're set a little bit better about it now, I hope, or else, I don't know, something.
Super serious talk that I slept through. And
you
then,
did.
So, oops.
Well, are you guys still doing raid night with the patch, or are you giving everybody a few weeks to, like a week or so to get caught up? I know it's still raiding Jaina as it is, but there's still a lot of content to get through there.
Yeah, well, I had said that, you know, this is giving people a chance who want to try a different character. We should work on, you know, getting that gear for them and working on it. And plus, like, you know, our biggest problem is just bringing people, you know, we can't bring everybody at the same time with their alts, because only some of them know how to play them, and then there are the people who are not familiar, and then it made it like super struggle bus, and then people were getting like super frustrated, and that's when voice chat gets super quiet, nobody wants to say anything, and people get grumbly, and you know, so I kind of touched on that as well. So for people who want to bring something different, this is their chance to do that, so that way for the next raid, in case they want to try something other than a warlock or something other than, I don't know. Not really sure, because I'm always a healer and I always stick with the same one. But you know, like, you know, Eric's always tanking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get it. You got to do a little DPS last week. Did you like doing that?
Yeah, I did. I got to actually play Unholy in the DK, which was kind of fun. It's just a different change of pace. Usually when I DPS, I'll take the Feral, but didn't really feel like playing the Feral because I didn't do any of the new stuff that came with this last patch on my alt at all. So I wanted to just kind of play my main. But it was nice to be able to do a DPS set instead of tanking.
Do Unholy still have Army of the Dead, or is that removed?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, cool.
You have the regular, the main Army of the Dead, the big one that has a long cooldown. And then you have that special ability Apocalypse that summons like a mini Army of the Dead.
Oh, you still have
temporary.
They kept that.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Which is good. I really enjoyed that aspect that they added, you know, with the Legion weapons. And so they let that one stay.
Well, yeah, that was my one thing I liked about playing in Unholy when I was trying to play it to unlock whatever appearance back in the day. And I was like, oh, this Apocalypse ability. Or no, I think you needed to use the Apocalypse ability to get the mob to drop, to give you the book that sends you to Ice Crown so you could go get the hidden appearance, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something really convoluted. Not that it matters anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know.
Harv, what are your what have you been up to?
I mean, I wish this patch would have dropped 3 weeks ago because I had nothing going on. And this last week, I just super. It's ramping up to holiday time at work, so hot and tired and want to sleep all the time. And I'm hardly on. And hey, there's a million things to do, and I'm asleep for all of it. So just not, like I said, wish it would have happened like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I think our other thing was the pugs that we had. That was different, right?
Oh, yeah. That was a mixed batch.
Like one or two super helpful pugs. And then one guy, great DPS, while he was alive, but he wouldn't listen. I'm like sitting there sending him like six whispers. Hey, man, kill the ads. Go as hard as you can on the boss. I'm like, dude, we got ads we got to kill.
Oh, He's a DPS meter tunnel champion.
Yeah, tunnel champions for that's like an accurate statement.
Like I said, really good damage, then all of a sudden, dead. All right, that was the end of that because he wasn't listening.
We got to the Mechatorque fight, and he has this ability, something cannon. You guys remember off the top of your heads?
Buster cannon or something?
That sounds right. Buster cannon. Anyway, he has a. It's like got a charge up time or a cast time basically, and then he shoots a giant fireball across the screen, and you just have to move away because like he turns, faces a random direction, usually toward a player of some sort, and charges it up and fires it. So you see where he's facing. You have plenty of time to get out of the way, but if you get hit by it, you need to be like spot healed by a healer to live. Like they have to focus you. And people kept dying to it like constantly. So he was one of them. This one that we were talking about here in question. He died like I'd probably say 80 to 90% of our pulls. He died on that to that, and I was like, so it got to the point where I was watching the timer, and I would announce when it's about to happen and give him like a 3 second warning so that he could. I'd be like, all right, look at the boss. Blaster cannon or whatever, buster cannon's coming, and it sometimes helped and sometimes it didn't still.
And it's like Eric would be like, all right, buster cannon coming, here he goes, he's charging it, and then he gets hit and like half a race, like he still got hit by it. And we're like, can you hear us in voice? Yeah, I can hear y'all in voice. Then stop getting hit.
Yeah. It was pretty terrible. Like you just need to look and sidestep it.
As the parent of a 3-year-old, I can sympathize with talking to someone knowing they can hear you but know that they're not listening. Like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I think they listened after I was like, it's the last call for you, Toot. Like
it was so much better because his name was Toot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't stress enough the importance of getting into voice chat to listen, and then especially on Mechatorque because you have to do call outs for that. Because typing isn't going to work because people who have DBM or even if the in-game stuff happening, like it just scrolls the chat. Nobody has time to read that while they're pressing a button and trying to dodge flames and exploding sheep and crap on the floor. Like, ooh.
Yeah, Mechatorque is a fight. You can't do it without some sort of communication, whether it's Discord or Ventrilo or whatever else the cool kids use these days, but you cannot do that fight on Heroic without it. It'd be impossible.
Yeah, but we also had like another guy that had never been on any of those fights, and, but he was openly admitting, hey, I've never done these. Let me know what I need to do because I don't understand what's going on. And we're like, we're totally fine with this because you told us.
Right? Yeah, since he admitted it, then we knew, hey, keep an eye out for this guy or call out things specifically for this guy. We're not assuming that he knows what is going on like the other people where we're like, all right, well, they should be able to take care of themselves because they... I've been here before.
We asked if you have any questions, and they didn't say anything, so... He knows what he's doing. He's dead.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to get into the fight to actually know what questions you have. Like, oh, that thing's going to kill me? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you're saying. That one guy, he told us straight up, I don't know what I'm doing. And we're like, okay. Yeah. So we're like, watch out for this, watch out for this. Then he messed up and goes, okay, I really don't understand what's going on with that. We're like, okay, if you get that ability, be like, hey, toss me some heals and I'm going to go run behind this pillar.
And yeah, I kind of wonder. I wonder if these people are afraid, like the pugs that we get, like are they afraid that if they admit that they've never been there before, that we're just going to be like, ah, screw you, and kick them out of the group?
Yes.
Because it's totally opposite of that.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I think most people are reasonable, but there's always that one group that kind of just, you know, it's like, oh, you don't know what you're doing? Well, we'll just get another pug then and then kick you out.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. They really need to just admit it right away, because then we cut them slack.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like the whole thing of just saying, like, you need to come into Discord, and, like, it's been 5 minutes since they've been there. I'm like, get into the Discord. Okay, give me a minute. I'm like, but we've already been waiting 5. Like, yeah. You know, that's the whole thing. Like, when I was doing the Mythic Plus thing, and I needed a key, you know, because I didn't have a key for the week, I was, like, looking for any key, or specifically these ones, you know, so we can get some stuff done. PM me your key. You know, people would sign up, and I wouldn't answer anybody that wouldn't PM me. You know what I mean? It's like a test, right? Like, if you can't read, like, this is not going to go anywhere, because it's like reading awareness. Like, mm-hmm. I need to have something, because if you don't know something, and we go over that, you know, like, don't be afraid to ask questions, because we'd like to help people, you educate them, because if you don't, like, we're all going to be here frustrated, eating dirt. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just need to be honest about stuff, because that's how else you're going to get stuff done, because you don't want to get kicked. So just be honest. And if those people don't want you there, they're probably jerks in the first place, so it wasn't meant for you. So just, you know, find a group that's tailored for you.
Yeah, so we did kill Mechatort, and it was us, and we got rid of all the pugs, I think, except one that was, he knew what he was doing, and he was talking to us and stuff, and then the guy that didn't know anything, that admitted he didn't know anything, we got to the next fight. And we only had like 10 minutes left, only time for one pool. And so we explained the whole fight to him, and we went through the entire first boat phase, and not one person died. And I'm like, when was the last time that happened, even on normal?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. So
did you manage to get on the second phase, or you still wiped?
Well, we got to the second phase, and we actually did really good for our first pool, because we haven't done that fight in like a month. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay. We had some issues, but it wasn't time to end the raid. But I mean, like, when was the last time we got that far with, like, not even talking about it? Well, we talked about it, but on the first pull of the night, we got that far with nobody screwing up.
It's pretty good. Yeah,
you had the power of the last pull of the night for you, where the last pull always goes really well.
Yeah. It's our gammon pull, usually.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Taste my axe.
that should be like the slogan for the show. I gotta get like a gammon quote. We can start pulling that at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah,
you gotta get the annoyed ones where you click on it and they're just really irritated at you doing the things, like poking them, like the Talia, right? She's the one that gets super mad when you're clicking her the whole time.
Oh, Italia. And then, you keep clicking her, and she says something different over and over, and it starts like,
don't tickle me or something.
Yeah, it's just like, it starts transforming into weird things.
It's always Erica finds accident. Those things.
Yeah. Well, and it's just clicking her for like a couple of minutes.
Well, that's a long-standing Blizzard tradition. I mean, you go back to the Warcraft games, and I remember, like, if you clicked on, I think it was the sheep. That's why the sheep explode. Is that if you clicked on the sheep enough in like Warcraft 2, eventually they just blew up.
Oh, really?
So that used to be a thing, and it was the same thing. You click on the characters, and you know, after a while, if you keep clicking on them, that you know, at first they're like, "Hey, what's up? What do you want? What's going on?" And then they're like, "Stop it! You're annoying me. Go away." So yes, that's something that I forget about, because I remember like back, you know, way back in the day in high school, like playing mm-hmm. Warcraft 2 and sitting at the computer with my friends, like, click on that one. Okay, now let's click on that one. And yeah, you get into World of Warcraft, there's so much stuff to click on, and you forget that, like, oh yeah, that's a famous Blizzard Easter egg that they always put in. So
I didn't even notice it till this expansion.
Yeah, go ahead and click on, you know, click on everybody repeatedly, see what they do.
I don't know, maybe it's something about Talia. I decided I needed to click her a lot.
Weirdo.
It's always Eric that finds that He was like, oh man, I just clicked Matthias Shaw like 75 times. He was getting really pissed.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing to go about and intentionally do. I don't know why you're just mindlessly clicking Shaw 75 times.
Sometimes it needs that.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, click on the things and see what they say, because there's a lot of stuff there that they record these, you know, these dialogue lines, and you can, you know, you'll hear them sometimes referenced in other places, and then it's like you actually play the game and you're like, oh, that's where it is. It's like buried under like 100 clicks on like Lorthamar or something. So
my favorite are like the iconic dialogue in like a dungeon that become a meme in our guild after a while. Like anybody time somebody talks about Raven Chris, whatever that dungeon was, they're like, hey, Kurtalos, they come for you. They do.
That'll never be funny, or never be not funny anymore, rather.
Yeah, Blizzard does a good job with the boss dialogue.
Yeah,
like they know when to have fun with it and when to keep it serious. So,
and when to really piss you off in a fight, because
yeah.
Speaking of Mechatork, Eric hated it so much when we were wiping on it. He's like, I have to turn off boss dialogue now. And now he's like, I don't care. We killed him. It's whatever.
He's been killed, so it doesn't offend me anymore. But while he was progression and we kept wiping on him, I literally, when we got to that boss, would turn off dialogue because I just couldn't listen to him anymore.
What was he saying?
Calling you cut rate trash.
Cut rate trash. That's so annoying.
I know you're fond of spears and battle axes.
I just couldn't listen to his gnome voice anymore. It just made me so angry. Nice. I just couldn't do it.
That's how I feel about goblins. They're all Jersey, I guess, or whatever.
I think they're supposed to be a little more Long Island, but I guess Long Island, Jersey Shore area. Yeah, that's
That's all I hear from people. It's like, oh, is this what you sound like? I'm like, No.
There's a very specific subsection of New Jersey that sounds like that, and the rest of the state sounds normal.
That's North Jersey, guys.
I will forever think of Jersey as just being the motherlode, just trash laying everywhere.
That's like the boardwalk. I mean, if you want to compare New Jersey, like the motherlode, to any part of New Jersey, I would say it's like the boardwalk kind of where
it's Seaside Heights because they ruined it.
Exactly.
Oh man. So,
you can kind of see like off in the distance, it looks like it's kind of nice, and then like where you are is just kind of crappy, and there's all these annoying people around, and you kind of want to just DPS them, but you can't.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
No.
But other than that, we also had. I got a chance to, got a chance to play with Joanna, our podcast listener, for a little bit.
Oh, cool.
You know, so that's pretty cool. And she's been chatting up in the Discord, and it's kind of fun just to, you know, just to see someone be excited about listening to it on their way home, you know, from work and stuff like that. And now she said that she has different schedulings. So she's like, go into work early, come home early so I can play. It's like, hooray. So,
cool. That's good.
Breathing some life in there, yeah.
Yeah, I saw her on her main this week doing the Megagon stuff, and I was like, Terracar server? I used to be combined with my old server.
So, speaking of Megagon, is that what zone you guys have focused on then, or have you been doing both zones, or what? Now that the patch has dropped, like, what have you guys actually been getting into in the patch?
I'm doing both. And if you didn't see my tweets, you know, now I'm using the hashtag of MechaGon or my bag slots because I literally have no space left every time I'm there.
A lot of junk to collect, I gather.
Yeah, everything's soulbound. You know, there's spare parts and then there's three different separate other sets of parts that you collect to combine. And they're different numbers, like 30 of this, 5 of this, 10 of that. Right click it, you know, to make it into this thing and then turn it into this little daily junk box thing so you can get more spare parts and stuff like that. So it's been like, you know, here's some keys here. You have to find this. And then Nashatar is the same exact way. There's like little things that like, oh, click this and then you have a critter for you with an hour. Click on, you know, this one and you'll be able to jump around and here's more keys and stones, and then you have the Murlocs, you know, where you have to, like, trade in stuff, but you have to trade into this to get that, and it's just like, my bags are crying.
Well, that Murloc minigame, if we can go into that for a moment, is... I know there was a video that I saw somewhere, and I don't remember what it was or who recorded it to link to it, but they were like, here's the simplest way to do it. And I was like, this seems like an easy puzzle. I'll figure it out on my own. I'm not going to watch this video. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, it's not difficult because you just have, there's four Murloc vendors and then the main Murloc, Merle, who, you know, he has an item like some kind of purple that changes daily. And he wants a certain combination of these other items. And you have to go to these other four Murloc vendors, and they each have four different items for sale, but each one only has like one item available for gold. And that's like your base item, I guess you could say. And then you have to buy that in a certain quantity and then trade that with all the different Murlocs. You have to see who has what, like I'm trying to think like what, I don't have any items off the top. Look, there's like a slimy snail, I think is one of the items. And you might have to. Or yeah, well, that's the other thing. Then they might want clean Murloc socks for the slimy snail. So you have to find who has the dirty Murloc socks, and then, but he might want like what was it? Some kind of goop or something. And I think the goop might be available for one gold. So you have to find who sells the goop for one gold. Buy enough goop to go trade for the dirty Murloc socks. Go jump into the lake, clean the dirty Murloc socks so they're clean Murloc socks. Then take them and trade that for the slimy snail. And then you can go take the slimy snail and give it to the original guy and get your purple. I think I got like a trinket one day and then a Azurite the other day. So, I mean, whatever it is, it changes a little bit. I only got like 350 Azurite too. I felt like that was not enough for the amount of time I spent on this puzzle.
There's like a guide somewhere, I think, on Wildhead where they show you what there is. And somebody supposedly did like a spreadsheet on Google Docs. But when I copied it over, it wouldn't work correctly when I went to go punch in the numbers for the values. And I'm not really exactly sure why I didn't look into it yet. So that was pretty frustrating. I don't know. I don't think Eric's gotten to that yet. Harv, have you...
I have not gotten to that yet.
Okay, yeah. I have qualms about doing somebody else's laundry in the game. Like, but why?
Well, I wonder if it might not be worth it to just buy, like, just go and buy, like, or like, what is it? Like, the unidentified mass or something, I think, is one of the base items. Like, go to each of the four of them, buy, like, 1,000 or whatever, as much as you can hold of their base items, and then just trade that in. Oh, no, you can't do that because they expire after a day. Yeah. You're right.
No, I would say go on Wildhead. I mean, there's someone who has a list in the thread, and I think they tell you which things give you what, and I think one of them's like a mount or whatever. So, you know, whatever you're looking for, probably look at it before you dive headfirst into doing it. And I would also say do all your quests and the scrying stone stuff where it helps you locate random chests or whatever, because that also gives you some of the materials. So anything that you might have to buy. I mean, I have to buy more of, because then you'll, you know, have it.
Well, that's good to know. I've only made it into Nazjatar, and I haven't really had too much time to play, so I'm still, like, there's a ton of dailies. I'm surprised they brought dailies back as much as they did. And, yeah, there's the one dailies that are annoying, because it's like, kill, like, 15 or 25 of a certain creature type, like either the Snapdragons or the Naga or the Makura, and I'll get out there, and I'll kill, like, I'll be four short. And then I'm like, I can't play anymore. I got to stop for the day. And it's like, like, come on, just give me those other, like, why can't they just be a little more readily available?
Yeah. But the rare one was frustrating too. Last night it was like, kill three rares. We must've killed like six or more, because some of them didn't even count.
They supposedly hot fixed that, because there was a bug. I think if they were up as a world quest, they didn't count as a rare.
Stupid.
That's the one that did count for me.
I think. It was like really random. It's like, one spawned, fighting him at 100%, fight him, kill him. No credit. Later, I come running up on one, he's at like 5% health, shoot him one time, gives me credit. I'm like, what?
Well, they fixed the rares not giving credit for that, and I think they also hot fixed the quest, so it's now only one rare.
Alright.
So... that should be a little easier in that regard. I know I'll appreciate that, because I was sitting at like two or three rares for like 3 days. So that'll help.
Yeah. But yeah. And also you have to work up your, I guess, rank up your follower.
Yes.
You can just use the same one if you want, you know, because one of them you have to get to a certain point, plus you probably want to rank up to get their, like, different abilities and whatnot. And once you finish that, like, I'm going to work on, I think, 3 characters to have different followers, because, you know, I always feel bad when you go back and then you're like, hey, what do you have? And then everybody has to make pit stops because we've picked different ones. So I'm going to try to have, I'm picking one of each for the 3 characters that I have, so that way I can, like, who do you have? All right, be right back, and just do those ones on there, so that way we're not, like take turns, because, you know, people have lives and they're busy.
I think I've said before that I like the follower minigames. Like, I like bringing them out. I liked how they did it in Draenor. I thought it was okay what they did in Legion. But I don't know. Not that I don't like these followers, but it's like, they're all Gil Goblins. Like, nothing's wrong with Gil Goblins, really, but, like, you know, give me someone cooler. Give me, like, an Arakoa. Give me a Torin. Give me just not a Gil Goblin. I mean, they're not bad. I mean, it's not like I don't feel terrible using them. I don't hate them, but, you know, it's like, you got a deep roster, Blizzed. And all I get to do is choose between 3 Gil Goblins. A little disappointing.
Sorry. Right. I'm trying to think what else there was for, I know they said they were going to nerf the jelly, or was it the jellyfish and the bejeweled stuff?
I didn't think the bejeweled stuff was that bad, but I guess maybe I hadn't gotten too complex with it. Or I think the problem was that you could be attacked while you were doing it.
Okay. I don't know. Some of the guys are annoyed because they had to get rid of 5 at once or whatever, and they didn't like that one. But as an avid bejeweled Candy Crush player, I was like, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I'm really bad at it. It's like I get frustrated and I just close the puzzle and, like, give me a new puzzle and hope for one that's better.
That's already done.
With more yellow things on the screen. I don't want to have to clear other colors to get to the yellow one.
I think the Leyline ones are harder to do than the Bejeweled ones.
Someone posted a picture on Reddit of the Leyline one. I assume this was not Photoshopped, but it was literally, there had to be at least 100 of those dots, and it just was a complete, a giant circle and just lines
everywhere.
I'm like, how do you even start
that? I think I got that one on day one, and then I noticed the next day they were much easier than that after the first
day.
Start crying.
I'm looking at it, everybody's like, oh, if you go kill this guy he drops this pattern. I'm like, I don't really care, man. I just want to get the dailies done and unlock flying, and I can come back here for, like, the next 4 months and worry about all the patterns and all the achievements. I just want flying.
Well, I've heard people complaining more so about Nazjatar than Mechagon, because Nazjatar, it's a bit of a vertical zone to reflect, like, the depths of the ocean and whatnot that were pulled back. And, I guess some people are like, why do I have to navigate this terrible zone so I can get flying so I don't have to navigate this terrible zone? Like, I can kind of see those complaints, but at the same time, we'll have flying soon enough.
Oh, yeah, I understand why it's annoying. Like, okay, make it a certain this one, Blizz. It's fine. I feel like I'll really like that zone when I'm able to fly around it.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be so much to do. I mean, overall, I kind of can't wait to get a good bird's eye view of, like, Stormsong Valley, I remember, like, flying over Pandaria the first time. And you're like, oh, wow. Like, you know, because Pandaria felt really diverse, like, going through it. And then when you got up in the air and you could see little pockets of different things, like, there's the Stormstout Brewery. There's the little forest with the guy that teaches you how to, like, fight like a monk. There's, the little Jinyu Pond and all this different stuff. And you could see how it all fits together. And I feel kind of the same way about, Battle for Azeroth, where it's, you know, get in Kul Tiras, get in Zandalar, and, you know, get a good, you know, good view over everything. And there are some spots you can kind of climb to where you can see a little bit, but yeah, I can't wait to kind of just get up there and just look at everywhere. And it is a weird effect that first time you do that, because the world does go from feeling very large to very small, and you never get that largeness back. But at the same time, we're like 6 weeks from the year anniversary, right? Was it 8:30 or 8:15? No, I think it was 8:30. So we're 2 months. We're 2 months away from a year of Battle for Azeroth.
It was 8:14 because 8:30 was the year before the expansion.
8:30 was Legion. Okay, yeah. So we're 6 weeks we're 6 weeks away from like a year anniversary on Battle for Azeroth. So yeah, we're due for flying.
I've run that loop of Tear Guard sound enough times that I've earned flying. Just saying. I've earned enough herbs that, yeah, I've experienced the content.
Eric, what zones have you been hanging out in?
Very little. I did a little bit of the water one. I'm Najdatar?
Yes.
Yes. I did a little bit of that, and that's honestly about it. I'm way behind.
So, I'm trying to think what else. Anything else in the patch that really jumped out at you guys as far as... I'm trying to think what else there was. I mean, there's a ton of stuff in the patch. I just can't think of it all right now. The transmog options. You guys play with any of the new transmog options, or...
So, Shaq did. Shaq had on his little blue shorts, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, man. We're missing out on Dennis, because, you know. Dennis is the first one to have done that with his panda and his demon hunter. Of just being just strapped. I mean, I like my outfits the way they are. I don't have to run around half naked, I guess.
Yeah, I've settled on my transmog. It's not changing.
I haven't, though, because the one thing I want for my transmog is the shoulders from the Torrent Heritage armor. And so, unfortunately, that is locked behind the war campaign, which is locked behind the Najdatar, not intro, but like, I guess, getting to a certain point in Najdatar. So I don't even care about flying at this point. I know that'll come when it's ready. At some point I'll get over to Mechagon, but I'm just trying to get through Najdatar just to trigger the war campaign, just so I can go get the Torn Heritage armor. That's all I want. But the other thing that I did, though, is I went and I tamed Horridon, because Horridon's tameable now. And that was fun, if only because I went up to him at the start of the fight and tamed him. And so now Horridon's shrinks down and he's next to me, but the fight continues. So the, who is it that's doing the announcing? He's like, open the gates. And so each of the different troll gates opens and I get rushed out and I'm able to pick the mobs off as they're coming out, because there's not that many of them and I outlevel them by that much. And then finally, like, the Dinomancer jumps down. I pick him off. I don't think he dropped the orb, or if he did, I didn't see it. But then, like, finally, there's like the one Master Trainer that comes down at the end. I killed him, and I guess this is the point. Like, that's supposed to enrage Horridon. That's supposed to kind of be like the final phase of the fight. But again, there's no Horridon, so I'm just standing there with all these dead people around, and the gates just keep opening and coming at me. I was like, well, I guess I'm just gonna have to like leave. So I just hearthed out, because I was like, oh, I'll run through Throne of Thunder. I'll do the G-Kun fight, see if I can get that drops a mount. I'll see what else I can get in there. Yeah, in the second fight, I'm like, I'm done. But I got what I wanted, so it worked out.
Well, I mean, you're a hunter. You could have just dismissed everything and feigned death, right? And it would have reset the fight.
I guess I could have. You're right. it was so long. Like, there was one point where I actually just stopped fighting and I just let the mobs like build up around me for a little bit and then just like laid them all out. Like, that was kind of fun. But yeah, I don't feel like I was really missing anything, because even then, like, I started getting like loot drops. I'm like, oh, and I'm like, I forgot. Like, I ran Throne of Thunder a lot back in the day. I mean, admittedly on LFR, but still, I ran it enough that that was back before they really differentiated like the LFR skins from some of the other stuff. So even though I was doing this on Heroic. I think it was Heroic. Even though I was doing it on Heroic, I was still getting like gear that I had already. And I was like, I'm not getting like any transmog out of this. At best, I'll get a mount that drops. So, it was fun for what it was. But then I went over, while I was over there, I went over to the Isle of Giants to check on Undasta. I had no illusions. I had no illusions that I was going to get Undasta. But I just wanted to see what was going on, because I guess Undasta still drops a mount, which is why people still farm Undasta. So I went over there and it was about half hunters and half non-hunters. And, so I'm just chilling. I'm killing some of the other dinosaurs, collecting dinosaur bones, because I still want to get that 10,000 bone white pristine white raptor.
Yeah, 9,999 problems.
One, yeah, exactly.
Bone white primal raptor ain't one.
Exactly. So, I gotta say, I never realized, especially now being so powerful, like killing the big devil sores on there, you get like 40 per kill. Like that's a decent chunk. I mean, that'll, you know, as long as you can find them up, because that's the thing. Like I wasn't the only person just going around that little crater anytime anything spawned, just taking it out because nobody else had anything to do. So we're all just going around and it's all hunters. So everybody's killing everything at range.
Well, let me tell you how I got that achievement back in the day. I went up there. There was always a raid forming for Undasta, right? Well, I'd grab one of the devil sores and kite him through the raid. And they would just kill him for me. And my brother would just sit there and look over my shoulder because, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm killing these dinosaurs. But you're not doing anything. I'm like, yeah, but I shot him and pulled him to these other guys. And they're, they don't have a choice but to kill him for me or he's going to kill them.
That's actually pretty clever.
He goes, right. He's like, you're an a-hole. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
No, the raid would like it because it pads the DPS numbers for cleave damage.
Well, this is before they pulled,
so they
the,
don't care.
Pulled the boss, so it wasn't really actually doing that.
Oh, okay.
What have you done?
But it was great, because I'd be out there doing that, and I wouldn't be in a raid group, and then they pull Undasta, and I just kind of sit there and watch, and then he gets to about 2%, and I shoot him one time, and I get my loot.
Well done. I appreciate the level of dickery in that.
So. You would.
He's a hunter. He gets it.
Yeah. So, no, but it was funny this time, though, because, you know, like, we're waiting. Undasta spawns. I think it's like on a 15-minute timer or something. And then everybody in the raid, like, forms up and starts attacking it. And then all of a sudden, Undasta shrinks down and turns. And, like, I don't know if it phased out or it would, sometimes it would turn blue. Like, you could see it became somebody's pet. Other times, it just completely disappeared. Like, and then there was one time in the chat where somebody was like, is Undasta bugged? What's going on with it? And I'm like, oh, you don't know what you're in for. This is not a bug. This is your life now.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Right. And so, you know, there, you know, even then I tried logging in at like 6 a.m. one day before work, just to see like, you know, when like nobody's going to be on. There were still like 2 hunters and a demon hunter like waiting. And I'm like, I'm not waiting for this, like, whatever. I'll wait until later in the expansion. At some point, all the hunters who want Undasta will get Undasta early up front. At some point later on, I'll catch it on in a moment of weakness. But no, that was fun to check that out. I'm trying to think, is there anything else in the expansion? So other than the clutter in the bags, what did you think of Mechagon?
I mean, now that I finally got the jetpack, it's going to be a lot better.
Is the jetpack one of the items you need to build with the junk?
Yeah, you can build it so that big robot dude that I forget his name. But yeah, like once you start like getting different patterns and stuff like that, and you turn it into him, and like one of the things I remember now is that, so since the spare parts only stack in 250, you can actually go over and turn them into crate parts. I forget who told me last night. Was it Harv?
Corbin.
Oh, Corbin. Oh, okay.
Corbit.
Corbit. Yeah, Corbit. He was the pug that came with us, but he's been actually in our chat. Actually, he's still waiting in chat, so I'll be there afterwards. But but yeah, like he had told us that you can turn all the spare parts into the crate part or whatever. And then, but you can also undo it as well. So you can actually condense those 250s into smaller piles, which I didn't know before, but it still doesn't help because I'm still going to be out of bag space. But yeah, so you go up to him, there's like a mount you can get, but yeah, there's a jetpack, and then you go ahead and you just craft the pattern, and then you get 3 uses out of it, and it's 20 minutes per use. So I think 20 minutes is good to suffice for one round of you going around to fly around to find the rares pretty fast or find anything that you need to get from there. Because, like, especially for the chests, like, where it's like, oh, find us, you know, open 6 chests from Mechagon or whatever. So it just makes it a lot more helpful to fly around instead of running through and then getting caught onto every single little, like, piece of scrap on the ground. Like, why am I stuck?
See, I don't have a. I'm not one of those people that has a problem with gnomes, but mecha gnomes are annoying because they just throw all their trash on the ground, and it's just like, come on, man, it's trash here. You could recycle all this metal.
So you hate littering, is what you hate?
Apparently, it really bothers me. It's one of those because it's the same issue I have with the mother load. There's just garbage everywhere.
But that's what the future looks like. Didn't you watch Ready Player One?
Part of it?
Yeah, there's just garbage everywhere.
That's why you live in VR.
But I live out in the middle of nowhere where there's not garbage everywhere.
It's coming for you. It'll get there. So is that what Harv hates this week? Harv hates garbage and litter?
Oh, yeah, but okay, there's that Dark Legacy comic going around where it's like the guy's like, hey, guess what I got? I got the jetpack. I can fly around. And I'm like, that's the one zone. Aside from the garbage everywhere, that zone annoys me way less than Nazjatar, because it's like the flying doesn't make that big of, or like the pathing of everything is less annoying in Mechagon or whatever. It's just like, oh, Super Maze. It's like I'm on the freeway in Nazjatar.
So overall then, well, I guess you prefer Mechagon then just because of like the layout of the zone. As far as like, because I know that they did say like the zones were designed differently. That, you know, Mechagon was supposed to be a little more like the Timeless Isle and Nazjatar was supposed to be a little more like Tanan Jungle. In that regard, like, do you guys have a preference for which style, which seems to be working better?
I feel like without flying, I like Mechagon better. When we get flying, I like Nazjatar better.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, Nazjatar definitely. Like, there are times where I'm like, oh, it's over there. And, you know, I just start going in the direction just straight across. But then I'm plummeting to my death / levitating because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I'm walking off of Wile E. Coyote Cliff here. I'm, like, going to die. That's really annoying.
Am I going to live from this jump, or do I need to disengage right at the end? Nope, I didn't time it right. I'm dead.
Yeah.
The one thing I do like about Nazjatar, though, is I think people have seen some stuff in the, or like just behind the wall of water. I think like there's like some whale sharks out there, and there's that one, was the Epic Mount. It's the shark with the T-Rex with the undead with a laser beam on it or whatever is floating around somewhere in Nazjatar. And then also I think somebody saw Azamat behind the water wall somewhere. Yeah. So there's a ton of cool stuff. If you go around that water wall, I mean, I know some people were complaining that like Nazjatar is just kind of like Azuna, kind of reskinned a little bit, and I think some of the architecture is that way, but I mean that's always been what World of Warcraft does, and thematically they do that to show, because like Azuna and Zinashari were part of the same culture, you know, they were kind of near each other, they would have the same architecture, but this is just waterlogged Azuna, basically, even more so than Azuna was already kind of waterlogged. This is even more waterlogged. But I've been enjoying of it. I feel like I went in a little bit under geared. I was about, I think, 380, maybe like 378. And it felt like I was struggling to kill some of the mobs that would come up. That just meant that I had to like feign death sometime.
Oh, don't worry, man. Because as a hunter, I know where you're coming from. Because you're like, oh, I can just have my pet tank it. Some of the mobs just destroy your pet.
Oh, or they ignore it. I almost wonder if there's not a bug with pet threat. That I felt like I had to either like pull back on my DPS to, you know, again, you want to talk about like, you know, classic, WoW classic coming, like actually, you know, having to hold back on your DPS to make sure that your tank doesn't lose aggro, even though it's just a hunter and a pet dynamic. But yeah, I mean, and I was checking, I was like, wait, like Growl is on auto cast, you know, like why are you just ignoring them? Like you shouldn't be. You know, I mean, sometimes I'd pull a few and I could see why, like, oh, yeah, because, you know, I wasn't using my cleave as much as I should and stuff like that. But, yeah, there were a few times where I was like, I think it might be bugged, but I haven't seen anything about that. So we'll see.
Just something else.
I think it's just I'm waiting on the Benthic gear. What were you going to say, Eric?
It's something else that bothers me about Nazjatar. You know how, like, Harv was upset with all the garbage and Mechagon. So Nazjatar, Queen Ashara parts like all the water away, right? So you're in this area of this void of the ocean where there's no water. Why are there rays floating around and swimming around in the air? She took away the water, and there's rays that are just...
Because they're magic, Eric.
It pisses me off.
They're the same kind of like rays that you see on like Argus, where like they would like float in the air, or even on Outland.
So these are they're already hybrid, like they're able to fly like that.
They're not straight. They're not straight sea rays.
I mean, I get it. Like when I'm running around Zangarmarsh and there's floating rays that like fly around there because that's like they're meant to be in the air, right? They weren't just whisked away from their environment and then adapting to it within minutes.
They had some time to adapt.
Okay. But all right. If they're already a hybrid species,
Zangarmarsh is actually a good comparison point for Nazjatar because that again, I mean, we see that in Draenor when we go there. And it's a lake. I mean, it's just water, you know, wall-to-wall water. And then, you know, you go in Outland, you're there, and the water's all drained because that's what the Naga did. So, yeah, that's actually a good point.
They drained the swamp? Is that what did?
That's what they did.
You know, that's a recurring theme with the NPCs in this expansion, talking about how horrible the Naga are. It's like the Tortolan guys, it's like, oh, all creatures live together in harmony, except the Naga, horrible creatures.
Well, there's a lot of speculation about what, I mean, well, the Naga serve Queen Ashara, we know that. I mean, you guys saw the cinematic with the boats going over the waterfall cliff kind of thing, and Ashara.
I escaped out of that one real quick.
You escaped? Oh.
I'm like, gotta go. I got quests to do.
Yeah. Well, no, there've been some fun cinematics in this. I'm sure there's more to come even, so we'll see how those all go. Any final thoughts on the patch before we move on?
I want to play more Bejeweled.
I almost have the mount that's available from the parts on Mechagon.
Is that the cat?
Yeah, the Mechano Cat.
Yeah, cool. There's like an epic crafting material that drops, which you can buy from a vendor for 35,000 gold apiece. Well, I got real lucky on drops, and I got four of them like right off the bat.
Nice.
And now I just need a handful more spare parts, and I'll be able to make it.
Have you guys found there's, I guess, one mob who like talks crap about your mounts?
No.
Like, I think his name was like Bondo or something, or Bindo. Where I guess he's just like sitting there, and if you walk past on like a certain mount, like, or it's different mounts, like depending on the mount you walk past on, like he'll be like, oh, you know, aren't you all fancy or something like that? If you're using like a store mount or something, or if you have like the, I know he says something if you have the Sky Golem supposedly.
How funny.
Yeah, I know Eric with your mount collection. I'm kind of waiting till you get to him so you can start.
Roll past him on. I don't know, Ashes? Let's see what he says. And then Baron Rivendare.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah, so that's... I feel like right now we're at that point where there's a ton to do in 8.2, and we should be good. I think for the most part, people are accepting it. As I said, there's a few little things to nitpick here and there, but for the most part, people are glad they have stuff to do. And Blizzard seemed to do a good job of giving it to us in a combination that we won't burn through it too quickly. You know, presumably another 77 days until 8.2.5, but we'll see. One thing I do want to mention, I've been tracking the Order of the World quests, and they've shuffled them up.
Oh,
so
really?
It's not the same groups. If you remember, I talked about there were like two groups, and it was like five from Legion corresponded to three from BFA, and you could kind of predict, as long as you knew, like, you know, where you were, you could predict maybe, you know, every third day you could predict what it would be just by process of elimination. I'm still trying to figure it out now because we had the Unshackled. Have we had an emissary quest for the Rustbolt faction yet?
We haven't. We've had two for the Waveblade and Coven, zero for the Rustbolt one.
Yeah, so I'm figuring that I'm thinking what they would have done is just add, you know, they had two groups of three, just add one to one group and one to the other group. but I think they also moved some of them around between the two groupings. So once I get that squared away, I'll go over all that. But yeah, so I can't predict with any certainty what the World Quest will be over the next few days. So we'll be studying that. But that said, let's move on to really our only real piece of news is that Blizzard announced the Silverian Dreamer mount. They did this right as the patch was launched. It's a $25 store mount. It's some kind of like feathered dragon. And people are speculating that just like the they did the Rune Saber at the towards the end of Warlords, that kind of presaged the Nightfallen and their mana sabers, that this is some kind of this model, something like this is going to be in the next expansion, potentially having to do with the Dragon Isles or something. I mean, it's all just speculation at this point. But really the thing people are upset about is not just it's another store mount. Well, I mean, that's part of it. It's another store mount, $25, but also that they're offering it. If you have a 6-month subscription to the game, you get it for free. So either you can sign up for the 6-month subscription and then, you'll get it when you sign up for that, or you already have the 6-month subscription, at which point you just get it. As a content creator, someone who does this podcast and plans on doing this podcast at least for the next 6 months, I've already had the 6-month subscription just because it's cheaper on the front end. I think this is the same thing I said back when they released the Dreadwake mount.
Yeah.
That alone, you save $2 a month. It's $13 a month versus $15 a month for the subscription. And you pay up front, so you don't have to worry about, making sure you have $15 every month. I fully plan on being subscribed for the next 6 months, regardless of the state of the game. So I'm not worried about that. I figure it saves me a little bit of money. And hey, they gave me a mount. That's awesome. I'm not going to complain. Other people feel that this is terrible for the game. It's just Blizzard looking for more money.
How dare a company try to make more money?
Right. I mean, if you already paid for it before you got it, it's not like they're like, you have to get it now or else, right? And if you don't want the mount, then you don't have to, if you want to pay for it separately, you can. Or you can save a little bit of money if you really want the mount and just know that you're going to be playing the game anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a 6-month subscription, so it just showed up in my thing as a gift. I was like, hey, sweet.
Well, you don't need it. You have ashes.
Yeah. I'm going to use this. This is my new flavor of the month.
That'll really piss. Yeah, I wonder what Bindo would say if you walk by him there. Like, what? You're using that crap when you could be on ashes? You bitch.
I use ashes for a week or two, and then I'm like, I'm over it.
I don't ever use ashes anymore. Over it.
Over it.
After a while, you're like, actually, the tail kind of bothers me because it messes my camera when I'm flying.
I'm like, he doesn't have a ground animation. It bothers me. Just kidding.
Mount snobs. That's what you guys are.
Yes.
Mount snobs.
Speaking of news, I just noticed on the launcher it's save $20 when you buy the World of Warcraft Digital Deluxe items through the 7th. So, breaking news.
Yes. Yeah, so if you want to get those, I think that goes back to Warlords, right? You can get the Warlords, the Legion, and the BFA collector's items. So
includes 110 boost. I might be buying that for my Warlock. Well, see,
I already have the collector's edition, so it's like, oh, I don't get that.
Well, I mean, you can actually also buy Battle for Azeroth for like $29.99. So.
Oh, and then like just kind of link it over to your account.
Because I have a second account, so I can put it on my second account and then use the boost on any tune on either account.
Now, do you have a 6-month subscription, Harv, or you just have your month to month?
I'm month to month, but for this mount, it's available through the 29th, so I'll probably end up getting it. Because I really like the mount.
Now, are you guys worried that this means that we're not going to get any new content for 6 months till the end of the year?
No.
Still got to work on everything else. That guy, the Mechagon dude, has like a gajillion patterns because the achievements for like get 20 and open it up, there's about like 40, I think. patterns, like 38 or something like that. It was just ridiculously large. So I was like, well, I guess I'm already working on that.
They'll keep us busy.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so you can get the collector's edition stuff for $20 off. So that's cool. I need to, if there's any one I might get, it's the Warlords one. I didn't get the Warlords collector's edition, so I could use that. But then, yeah, there's the mount. And I think I heard something where like some people were actually harassing people for being out on that mount. That's just weak. It's like, you know,
it's weird.
The mount, you can feel a way about Blizzard putting the storm mounts in, but they've been doing this now since Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an established thing. It's not going to change. I feel like a lot of this will go away once Classic is around, because I think there's a lot of people who are just waiting for Classic and they don't want any of the sort of modern amenities of WoW to bother them. And I think some of these mounts might kind of fall into that category. So, you know, once they can get over on their Classic servers and kind of be over in their own environment, outside of what they see on the launcher, shouldn't bother them. And even then we'll have to see if WoW Classic gets its own spot on the launcher, or if it's still going to be that little, you have to just change, toggle which version of WoW you're going to log into. I would say give it its own icon on the launcher. That's what they should do. But
we'll that would make out. Sense to me. I mean,
yeah,
it's a completely different game.
But it's the same subscription.
So?
I don't know. But that's the other thing, too, that kind of irritates me is, like, a lot of these people, it's like, for the way that these people are talking about Classic, like, I fully expect, like, they should want to get a six-month subscription, because that's going to be a six-month subscription to Classic, and then you'll get the mount anyway that you won't use in Classic, but you'll have it if you ever come back.
Right. Well, plus, that's how long it takes to max out a level, right?
Yeah, right? So...
There's going to be a guy that does it in like 5 days. Everybody's going to be like, what?
That would happen before. Cause you know, if you get like a group together and everybody's funneling resources and, you know, chain running the account and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, it can be done and it will be done. But even then though, like that kind of defeats.
Defeats like, the purpose of an MMO, because it's like, hey, I'm max level. There's two of us on the whole server. We can't do any content.
No, but not even that. It defeats the purpose in the sense that, like, okay, like, if you were the first person level 60 back in 2004, like, you were the first person to 60. Like, now, like, it's just bragging rights at this point. Like, because there's nothing new. It's not like you're going to get there and be like, wow, look at all this stuff that opened up. It's like, wow, here's all the stuff that I vaguely remember. And, you know, I mean, I get it. You're looking forward to trying it out, but really like vanilla was the leveling experience. And I think that's one of the big draws, what people are going back for. And if you blow through that, you're selling yourself short. Like, you know, go through, take your time, play all the quests, read the quest text, you know, pick up a quest in Tanaris that sends you over to Swamp of Sorrows and take your time getting there and find all the quests along the way. It'll be fine.
I'm going to pick up a level 40 mage quest and have to go to Dust Swallow Marsh. What?
Right. Yeah. Walk the wrong way out of Lordaeron and then wind up on a path with spiders that outlevel you by like 20 levels and start killing you. And they path right into the road. So it's not like you can even avoid them.
Hey, I picked up a quest at Ironforge that's sending me to Desolates. I'll be there in an hour and 10 minutes.
Just be like me. I'm like, hey, how'd I get to this pumpkin patch again? I thought I was trying to go on a different quest.
So, yeah, I guess the point of the rant here is like, don't complain about the stuff. Just take your time and enjoy it and wait. I know Classic's not here yet. That comes out, what, the 27th of August? It'll be here before you know it, and then you can enjoy it. And I guess that's the point. So let's move on here then real quickly. There was a remastered version of the Warcraft 3 ending cinematic for the human campaign. That's the one where Arthas kills his dad. It's remastered.
Wait, Arthas kills his dad?
Yeah. Wait, was that sarcasm?
Yes.
Crap. All right.
So. I know. We killed Arthas. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they remastered it in 4K using AI. So, you know, if you want to check that out, check that out. I'll put the link in the show notes. And then finally, let's take a quick look back 100 episodes ago to episode number 36, which was from August 31st, 2015. So roughly 4 years before Classic will launch. And this was patch 6.2.2 was coming actually the next day. So, yeah, on September 1st. And that was, of all patches, that was the patch that brought Flight to Warlords of Draenor. So it's fitting that we now have the patch that brought Flight to Battle for Azeroth in front of us.
It's here. Almost like time is a flat circle.
Which wasn't that one of the achievements?
That
was one of the achievements from Warlords, yeah. And I think that, yeah, that was available in 6.2. So we talked a lot about getting oil for your boats in the shipyard. Ray was recruiting raiders for OOCS.
Ray was still trying to blow up ship.
Yes. Yes. And then this was when I ran Atheon in Vault of Glass and Destiny because I'd seen a Reddit post where somebody compared the Atheon fight in Destiny with the Gorfiend fight in Hellfire Citadel. So I guess there was a part where part of the group, like in Gorfiend, like he eats part of the group. He sucks them into his belly and you have that, like you're in that little under area where you have to fight your way out. And there was something similar, a similar mechanic in for the Atheon fight in Vault of Glass, where some of the group would have to like jump through a portal and fight their way out of this other space. I did not play Destiny well enough to understand what I was doing. And so it was just fun to go through with a group of people who had run the raid a bunch. And I come as this complete neophyte, just making all these stupid mistakes and just getting walked through. And so I was saying like, it'd be good to like, you know, bring that newbie through a raid and go through old content where you out level it, but you're walking them through on their first time just to get a fresh perspective and remember what it was like the first time you went through and you saw all this stuff. Cause it's, I think that's a good way to enjoy the content. Even if, you know, for something you've seen 100 times, bring somebody who's never seen it before and then kind of, you know, enjoy their wonderment at that. Also we had the Storyteller add-on that came out that improved, how quests were presented. If you had that add-on, I think Ray, you gave the recommendation to use Handy Notes as far as tracking some of the quests. Eric, you learned live on the show that resilience had been removed.
That's right.
Back in Warlords of Draenor. Or back in the beginning of the expansion.
Yeah, I listened to it and I remembered it. It was hilarious. We were talking about things you were looking forward to in Legion, right? And I said that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of resilience because I hate this. And then you guys are like, did nobody tell you it's been gone this whole expansion? Like, what?
You hated it so much.
I didn't notice it
was gone.
I hated it so much that I refused to PvP and I didn't even realize that I had gotten rid of it already. Yeah, that was bad.
So that led to a brief discussion of PvP in Warlords, including that mercenary mode was coming in the update patch. We advised clearing out your bank tabs for what was coming on. Then I had a comment. I did not get a quiver on my back this expansion. Maybe next time. And they did give hunters a quiver on their back with the marksman artifact in Legion. So I was kind of right on that. And then we also had another PSA there. Don't click for your bonus roll until after you've looted the boss. Because I guess I had clicked for my bonus roll and I got an item. And then I looted the boss and I got the same item.
Oops.
And there done that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't have done that if I'd looted it. So, yeah, that was my mistake. And then finally, Activision Blizz was put on the S&P 500 for tracking the stock market. And I made the joke, maybe my WoW sub will help pay my 401k. So that was WoW Talk 36 from just under 4 years ago in our regular look back. So any final thoughts on the patch, the old patch, the new patch, patches, patchwork, the boss fight, patches, the Hearthstone card? Anything?
Patches the Sour Kids.
Patchwork was the boss in Max Ramos.
Before I forget, when we were talking about Classic, I know I went to a surprise birthday party today for a different Matt. It was the same birthday as Matt number one. So happy birthday to both Matts. But the Matt that I went to the party to, he is taking a whole week off so he can play Classic.
Nice.
So, yeah. There are people out there doing it, so nice. That's what you're doing.
Well, happy birthday, Mats.
Right?
And that said, I think we can go ahead and wrap it up then here. So this has been WoW Talk number 136. Thank you to everyone at home for listening. Thank you to Heat Kings for the intro song. Thank you to Jarrett for producing and editing. And thank you everybody in the chat room. We had Cash Bear, Commander Root, Lurks, Tade, and the Juice Monster. We are at WoW Talk MTB on Twitter, also at MTB site. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/mashthosebuttons. Also on YouTube at youtube.com/mashthosebuttons. Ray, where can people find you?
You can find me at Facebook with my name. URL from there is my Twitter handle. And also for Discord with a #4932.
Eric, where can people find you?
Facebook at my name, and then Discord. It's going to be Toretto, #7645.
And Harv, where can people find you?
On Facebook at my name, on Twitter at HarvScream, and on Discord at Harv, #8673.
And I am at WookieBH on Twitter. You can also find me on The Torn and the Goblin here on the Mash Those Buttons Network. That's our story and lore show for WoW. Join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at discord.me/mashthosebuttons. Our next show recording is scheduled for what would be, I think, the 21st. Is that right? Yes. July 21st at 10:30 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/mashthosebuttons. Email us with any questions or comments at wowtalk@mashthosebuttons.com. Let us know what you think of patch 8.2 and Nazjatar and Mechagon and all the cool stuff that they put in there and how quickly we're all going to get bored with it and go back to complaining. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help us out, please share it and rate it if you can on your favorite podcast platform of choice. And stay tuned to hear about our other shows on the Mash Those Buttons Network. For Ray, Eric, and Harv, I'm Nick. Enjoy playing WoW.
See you guys.
See ya.
Now I get to go do Mechagon dailies. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you for choosing a Mash Those Buttons podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to subscribe to one of our shows, you can find us on multiple podcast platforms across iOS and Android. Just search for the show on a podcatcher like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts and hit subscribe. If you can't find us on your favorite podcast platform of choice, just go right to the mashthosebuttons.com website, grab the RSS feed, and put it into your podcatcher of choice. If you want to check out some other podcasts you may enjoy, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com/shows. For World of Warcraft fans, we have two podcasts, WoW Talk, which is our news and community podcast, and The Torn and the Goblin, which is our lore and story podcast. If you enjoy Overwatch, make sure to check out Watchpoint Radio to keep up with the latest on Overwatch and its community. If you enjoy fighting games, make sure you check out Double Tap for the latest in the FGC. If you're a fan of The Division or looking forward to The Division 2, make sure you check out Sit Rep Radio. If you want to keep up with the latest at Mash Those Buttons, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mtbsite, facebook.com/mashthosebuttons, and youtube.com/mashthosebuttons. We'd also like to have you join our Discord community, so just go to discord.me/mashthosebuttons and join us for a chat. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.